But
you mean to tell me you just
had a whole fucking conversation?
Yeah,
I said I was starting whenever I came back.
Yeah.
But we go, hey, wouldn't it make more sense to start it before you leave? And he's like, I have an idea. And then he just fucking walked away.
My headset
and
was off.
Now we just got bullshit. Now we got nothing.
My headset was off.
What the fuck you say? I have an idea for it.
We got absolutely
for whenever
nothing.
I get back.
All that lackadaisical,
now we got bumpkins.
Okay.
A bunch of bumpkins.
What I was going to mention whenever I got back is, and I'm pretty sure that you'll be happy about this, Josh, is I'm probably going to get a new used car soon.
Congratulations.
Yep.
You should take that truck out back and it's your granddad. You take it out back and shoot it. But
I'm
you
gonna
should,
sell it.
You should peacefully retire that shit to like Venezuela or some shit. They just won the World Baseball Classic. TLDR, by the way. What we were talking about that should have been recorded but wasn't, was that shout out to Venezuela for winning the World Baseball Classic, and then we should have a World Football, aka Hand Egg Classic. And then we were talking about, do we think that like the actual NFL dudes would show up or not? But none of that got recorded because I decided to be a bum. But you know, TLDR. You know what car you thinking about getting?
Toyota Highlander, like the 04 to 07
okay,
range.
Nice.
I've been doing a lot of research on like 2000s cars that are like extremely reliable. And it's at like near the top of every list.
Smart.
So I've been looking at them and stuff like that.
Is there one near you?
Well, Car Gurus will deliver it.
Oh, that's a good point.
And then I have a week to test drive it and stuff like that. And I can take it to my local body shop and stuff like that as well. And get it checked out.
That's a three row car too. So road trip is gonna be actually nice now.
I know, right? Yeah. Step in, relax, sit down for a bit. Otaku Collective, about to get you lit. Anime and manga and them top five lists. Best podcast, nothing comes close to this. Fire like a snap from Colonel Mustang. Three homies out here killing the game. Hit record and watch them all start to cook. Reviewing anime.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another tantalizing episode of the Otaku Collective Podcast. I'm your host this week, Holy for Holis. Tonight's top story, we have a weird tendency, an epidemic going around, of princesses getting caught in eternal love triangles with twinks and demigods. But first, we got the boys again. Josh, Seth, welcome back. We're back right at it again. How you boys doing?
Tantalizing is crazy work.
That is correct.
That was a very tantalizing intro.
Grazie.
I gotta get more black friends.
You got a slew of black friends. What
they're in the other
about?
Discord right now. Actually, they are not in there right now.
That's a good point. They are not, actually.
Everybody's a responsible working adult, so everybody's asleep, probably.
No, they're probably just doing other shit. Nah, bro, we'd be up to like 2 a.m. in Reggie Discord. They'd be bullshit.
That's fair. That's fair.
Nah, I guess they're just busy today. It do be like that, but no, it's crazy work. I'm good, man. I can't complain too much. Life be lifing. But I'm all right. No major complaints. I'm happy, mostly healthy. So W's in chat.
Yes, sir.
Ready to talk some pod tonight because we didn't get to do it Sunday.
Word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How's it going on your side, Seth?
Good. After today, or like
today was my last work day of the week. I am off the rest of the week. Time off for this time. Like, whenever I found out that my mom had an appointment on Thursday, a month and a half ago or whatever, right? I was like, I'm gonna give myself off that Wednesday and Friday around that and just give myself a 5-day break. It just so happens that the trial is going on right now and that the jury is doing deliberation tomorrow. So, I do not have to be there for that, thankfully.
Turn out. I mean, Stu does, right?
No, Jeff, actually. Our boss. Okay. Or, like, one of our bosses.
Gosh.
Yep.
Good deal, good deal.
Yes, sir,
Seth,
yes, sir.
I believe you got some questions for us.
I do. I was also going to mention real quick that over the next 5 days, my plan is to finish Expedition 33 after all this time.
Finally!
I finally have like time to do it, so I'm going to get it done.
For those who come after.
Yep.
For those who come after.
For those that come late, like myself.
That too. Also, pause.
Pause. Hello, pause. but yes, I do have some questions. Very familiar topic if you listen to the last two episodes. Josh started 2 weeks ago with his pick 3, cut 5. John followed up with his pick 3, cut 5 last week. Now, I have my own pick 3, cut 5. And the first two topics were sports related. We're bringing this one back to anime for this one.
You're okay.
If you could start an anime with a protagonist, pick 3, cut 5.
Ooh, all right. Okay. Can you explain what you mean by this?
Okay, so basically I'm going to list protagonists, right? And these are like very well-known protagonists. There will not be a single obscure protagonist in this list, right? But basically, like, okay, if you think that this character, whether it be another shonen, if they were already in a shonen, or a slice of life, or a different kind of anime, if you think that they would be good in that, or like you think that their character could fit into, like, let's say you were making an anime and you got to pick from a list of anime characters.
What anime character would I put in my shit? Right.
Yes, okay. Correct. Yes, that.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anime pro tags that transcend their show.
Yes, correct.
All right. Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Oh, that's not what I expected. All right. Could you be in
it? Don't
take some effort, then.
This was not a top 10 that I saw. This was just an idea that I had and I wanted to do.
Okay.
So, number one. And by the way, this is a list. I'm not going out of order or anything like that. I made this list in a certain order.
Okay, here's the order.
Okay, right. All right. So, and this is 8 people, right? Do you need to stress
that? Yes, it's 8. It's 8 people. Okay. 8 people.
All right. Okay. All right. Keep 3 cuts on.
Yep. The first, Spike Spiegel.
Oh, yikes. Yikes. Unfortunately. Oh, and I'm going to get some hate for this. Space Cowboy is a very dated concept. It's not that it can't be done well, but I think for the time period that we are in, and for if I were in the way that I as a writer currently write, I don't, as a 31-year-old, I no longer write like I did when I was 18. I would have to say, respectfully, cut.
Okay.
You, John, disgust me.
Am I wrong?
So, normally I would just be like, this is an easy keep. However, right? This is a, we're trying to look for transcending across show kind of pro tag or a pro tag that we would want in our show or something like that.
I don't want Spice people anywhere but Cowboy Bebop.
That, obviously, but also too, I feel like we want to try and craft a team of pro tags that we also feel like are going to work well together to accomplish whatever parameters they need to accomplish. Spike is 100% going to dip the second fucking he runs into Julia and gets involved with any nonsense with Vicious.
Yeah, I can't actively rely on Spike to not be a lone wolf. And that's if I'm gonna pick a lone wolf, there are better guys to pick. Hang on.
I mean, hell, also too, Cowboy Bebop is only like 26 episodes and the crew breaks up and gets back together like 4 times.
Yeah, again, it's I love Bebop. Second favorite anime of all time. Very dated. I can't in good conscience pick Spike. Respectful cut.
Okay. I agree.
Okay. This is also sort of why I made this list, because I want us to have these types of conversations as well.
No, 100%. It hurt my heart to say that, but yeah, no.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Spike is arguably a top 5 anime protagonist ever.
Ooh, that's
in my top 5 personally.
Yeah. That's very interesting conversation.
For the sake of how I believe we're trying to frame this, I don't think he makes the cut.
No, not at all.
That's fair. Okay.
I think that's an episode we need to do now, man.
Top five favorite protagonists
of all time.
Yeah.
Did we or you guys not do that yet?
No, we haven't.
I don't think we have. I feel like
I think we've done favorite characters. But
yeah, we've done favorite characters. I don't feel like we've done.
Yeah, not all those characters were protagonists. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair.
And we've also done like favorite swordsmen. Yeah, we've done
like favorite
elemental
anime,
series
yada, yada,
and everything
yada,
like that. Yeah.
But I know we did. I know we did favorite villains. We're top 5 villains.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, but from what I can recall, we have not done top 5 protagonists.
Okay. Number 2, because I felt like I kind of had to put him on the list. So like you think of anime, you sort of like think of him like second, Goku, or at least top 2.
Cut, easy cut.
Okay.
Easy cut. Goku in a vacuum works nowhere but Dragon Ball.
Preposterous easy cut. No, it's
he. No, I love Goku. As much as I harp on Dragon Ball, I love Goku. Goku only works in Dragon Ball. Anywhere else, he's out of there.
The other idea that I had was like, could you imagine like Goku like being a normal person in like a Hajime no Ippo setup?
No, he would get shot day 2.
He get shot?
He would be murdered. He's a literal child.
Super has since bastardized who Goku is as a character.
Okay.
A lot of the root is somewhat there, but they've also completely just fucking.
I mean, you can blame like late Z. I love Goku. He's probably one of the most strategic fighters in the history of anime. Bruh's tactical awareness is phenomenal, but on a day-to-day basis, I am not looking at Son Goku and being like, what's the plan? I'm not at all.
Well, that point
and if
too,
you are, if you like, are, you're stupid.
Much like Lanny says in Abridged, you sit there like, maybe we should stop putting the fate of the world on one-on-one death matches.
Jump niggas. Like, they did with Broly. That's the only time they do that. In a non-canon movie, they're like, hey, yo, bro, kind of terrifying. Let's jump his ass. It don't work, but at least they tried. Yeah, nah, I mean, I'm good.
To be fair, at that point in the non-canon movies, it was like, all right, look, we've been getting jumped for like 7 movies in a row. Let's try and do some jumping this time.
Let's jump a bitch, as John would have to say, because he can't say the other word. Easy cut. I love Goku. Easy cut.
Jump a bitch 2026.
Jump a bitch 2026.
Okay. number three, another sort of like lone wolf character, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guts from Berserk.
Cut.
Okay.
Cut.
Yeah, Josh and I said that simultaneously. That's a cut. You want to talk about an easy cut? No. This is an easy cut.
Super Junior easy cut. No, I don't want that depression anywhere near my shit. No, what? Oh my god.
I would have conversed more about a potential cut if it was Dark Schneider over Guts. Come on, let's move on.
Okay. Three cuts so far. Okay.
We got it. I feel like we got to keep off principle.
You know what? You know what's gonna happen though.
The Ash of Stampede.
We're gonna
number four.
This shit is super 90s total. The crazy thing is, I'm tempted to say fuck it and just cut five in a row just to see. But I feel like we have to keep Vash off principle because at least he's movable, right? No one else to me has really been moved. Spike was the closest, but no one else has been movable to me. Like, I can see Vash in, like, just a random Vagabond-esque anime that's not Trigun. Like, I can see Vash in a Journey to the West-esque story. I can see Vash in a, like, we're just finna make the main character fucking dumb story. I can see Vash in an action shonen. The other three, nah. So with that, I feel like I have to say keep because we've already cut three, and I don't want to cut like five straight because I feel like we're about to cut five straight. So I'm gonna take keep.
I mean, I feel like that's gonna be the kind of result anyway, to a degree, because you know what's gonna happen is we're gonna have at least one crash out. At this point,
yeah,
on this team, sure. The way this list is playing out, we're gonna have
this list is sure. Super 90s coded right now too, which is why I'm also we're probably gonna have concerned.
Two crash outs, honestly.
Yeah,
and I'm sitting here. I'm honestly, I'm gonna keep it a whole buck with you. Based on how this list is going, Vash is probably the least crash out that's gonna be on this list.
No, for sure.
I'm sitting here. I'm thinking like, okay, the way we've gone so far, it's been Spike. Who is not the worst crash out, but he's kind of a crash out when it comes to Vicious and Julia. We got Goku, who is who's a crash out on an incompetence level, but he's not really incompetent. We got fucking Vash, who's sort of a crash out, but he's not really a crash out. We have Guts, who has probably the most iconic crash out in the history of anime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the most devastating one for sure.
Deserved crash out.
I don't know, man.
100% deserved crash out. And then also too, we have three mystery pro tags who I can only assume are probably all also crash outs based on who we've picked from this so far. So I'm anticipating something. I'm anticipating Naruto, who's a crash out. I'm anticipating Luffy, who's a crash out. You know what? Fuck it. For the sake of it, I'm probably also anticipating Yusuke Urameshi. Who is the crash out pro tag? So we're gonna be stuck with a squad of crash outs. It's just a matter of how crash out that we want to get.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, all right, keep Vash.
Okay. Yeah, we can keep Vash.
Hang on, because either we cut five in a row, which is what it sounded like, or we keep now and we at least have some diversity. I'm gonna let you drive the boat.
All right, look. I'm gonna put it like this, all right?
Okay.
We cut Vash. That's four. And that's we still have cuts. Three whole slots, right? That means basically we're gonna be up to the gods at this point. Cause I almost guarantee you one of these is I'm willing to guarantee. Three of these last four are the three I just mentioned, and four is just fucking, I don't know, Alucard or some crazy nonsense Deus Ex Machina or some nonsense.
Right, okay.
You know
so,
you know, for all
I'm gonna let you drive the boat.
It could be fucking Ichigo Kurosaki, in which case, yeah. We got nothing but fucking crash outs.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna let you drive the boat. It's you. So far we've done really well. We haven't had a bad key three cut five yet. This might be the one. So I'm gonna let you drive the boat.
I'm gonna go ahead and say we're gonna keep Vash just because I agree with your point. Yes. Also too, you know, he's arguably one of the best. Obviously, he's in our top three, obviously, Josh, because our top three were the same, just different pieces. He's my one. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like he's the best gunslinger ever. Plus, also, mm-hmm. Angel Arm. That's an easy ability that transcends across different levels of just anime.
Yeah, for sure.
Honestly, look, Slice of Life's are getting crazy now, too. You never know. You might
want honestly, Loki.
3 years from now, and someone whips out an Angel Arm. You're like, yo, what the fuck? I thought they were making cake 2 episodes ago. What's going on? So
That's a good point.
We're gonna keep Vash.
Yeah, we're gonna get to the point where Slice of Life's have their version of the beach episode, but it's just a shonen fight.
Full on shonen fight. I mean, we've literally had this wasn't a Slice of Life, but we literally had a couple different anime pulling or doing the Kamehameha in that anime.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Okay. All right. Keep Vash.
Yep. And then, once we finish this list, by the way, I'll explain why I put these characters on this list, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Number five. I was over here. I had to mute my mic. I was dying laughing whenever he said the first guess, John. Number five is Naruto.
Oh, keep. We have to.
No. All right. So.
Now I wish we cut that. Keep. Yeah.
So here's the thing. All right.
Mm-hmm.
This, if we keep Naruto, this would give us a 2-3 as far as that. So basically, we have
it's our wheelhouse at that point. Yeah.
Yeah. It's we got three left. I'm almost guaranteeing that we're probably going to have Luffy and Yusuke on this list based on how this has gone so far. And if that's the case, I almost also want to guarantee the outlier is probably Ichigo. Mm-hmm. So. At some point, we got to sit there and be like, if we keep Naruto, we can't keep Luffy.
I'm fine with that. Hang on.
And we definitely can't keep Ichigo, which means we have to keep Yusuke.
That's assuming the list plays that out. We don't know. He said mainstream, but it doesn't mean they're showing mainstream.
Yeah. But also, too, I mean, this is almost an exact carbon copy of Spike's argument, is that Naruto is 100% as likely as Spike to fuck off and go do something else the second he sees anything related to Sasuke.
Yeah. But counterpoint, at least he'll let niggas know. We have to give Naruto credit that Shippuden Naruto let people know he was finna fuck off. He was finna be like, look, y'all not finna keep me on Turtle Island while my homies out here dying. Shadow Clone Jutsu, fuck out my face. Captain Yamato, you not finna keep me at this lodge when my homies were just like, this bitch just lied to my face talking about she loved me so she can go kill Sasuke. I'm finna go too. At least he will openly admit he gonna do fuck shit. On top of that, he is the easiest friend in the world to have / make. Naruto could make friends with a fucking Nazi and make the Nazi go, damn, you know what? I fucked up. I think he fits in anything. Slice of Life, mech. There's a reason Naruto is the top protagonist when it comes to being isekai'd in the other fan fiction shit, right? It, back in the day on fanfiction.net, Naruto was the number one crossover nigga for a reason. I feel like we have to keep him. I'm upset we kept Vash, but I kept Vash knowing that the list could only get either worse or more crashed out, like you said. Naruto Uzumaki so far is the most compatible person with any genre of anime we've had on this list. That's my 2 cents, but I'm gonna let you drive the boat because I said I would and I'm a man of my word. So it's your pick.
I'm not mad we kept Vash because I know 100%. I know 100% we cannot have a team that has Naruto and Luffy.
You're right. And as a fan of both, Naruto is the better protagonist to remove from series. Luffy is literally stupid. This is not even me being mean. He's actually not smart. Naruto, for all his faults, in moments can be stupid, but is actually super hyper intelligent.
What do you think the percentage is that we're going to get a fucking random Wakana Gojo drop in this?
No fucking like that. Well, technically, if he said protagonist, I'm thinking main character, which means it's not Gojo, it's Yuji Itadori.
Yeah.
No way in fuck I'm taking Itadori over anybody on this list. I'm not taking Asta over anybody on this list.
Yeah, fair.
Who else is big three? I'm not taking, as much as I love Tanjiro, like, I harp on Demon Slayer a lot. That is, it's hard carried by animation, which is true. But there are a lot of really dope moments in Demon Slayer that I feel are worth it as a manga reader, even though the ending's kind of eh. I'm not taking Tanjiro over anybody on this list. I'm definitely not taking Eren Yeager bitch ass over anybody on this list, because we know he can't go nowhere. So if there are new gen niggas on this list, because again, this is still early, this is still 90s, early 2000s coded as fuck. So I don't know where we go from here, but everybody who was cut realistically should have been cut. I think this is the keep in my opinion, but I'm going to let John draw the boat because I'm a man of my word and I said it. So it's on you whether we keep or cut Naruto. I'm going to back you, but my vote is keep.
Also, for your reference, I didn't say Satoru. I said Wakana.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, shit. Nah, no fucking way. Nah. Nah. Seth don't know ball like that. Seth don't know ball like that.
It's only like a top two or three romance anime for me.
Oh, my God. Oh, all right, fine. We're gonna keep Uzumaki.
Now it's a top two romance anime for you, said, but there's no way he's on this fucking list. I know who would be here before him, and if any rom com guy is on his list, it would be him. And I don't think it's Gojo. What's his name? From Not Love Is War, the other one,
Horimiya,
yes,
Miyamaru,
him, yeah, Miyamaru. It will be Miyamaru before it be Gojo. But yeah, all right, John, it's your decision. But yeah, now dress up, darling, homie, and this definitely doesn't make it.
I said we're gonna keep Uzumaki.
All right, cool. Keep Naruto.
Okay. All right. Number six, Frieren.
This is the first girl.
We should have cut Naruto.
No, we should have cut Vash.
No, we should have cut Naruto.
We should have cut Vash. What do you mean?
Frieren's an easy keep for me.
All right, yeah.
You fine rolling with the changes?
No, because I feel like once we commit, we gotta commit. That's the whole point of the game.
Like Frieren is an easy keep for me.
I told you driving the boat. I gave a good argument. I feel like I gave a great argument for Naruto. And so he got killed. I'm happy. I think we collectively agreed on Vash after I gave my argument because the other people just weren't good enough for the scenario that Seth has provided. I think this is a W. In my opinion, if we stop right here, this is a W. Unless he says some world beater ass nigga personality wise for these next two, I think we could do no wrong with this list. So Frieren is an easy keep for you. I'm cool. You driving the boat. It's Frieren. And then we cut the last two regardless.
All right, fine. Give us the last two.
All right, we're keeping Freyren.
Number we're seven. Keeping yep, keeping Freyren.
Well, you gotta remind us who we cut. Yep. In Captain
Marvel,
right?
So cut Spike Spiegel, cut Goku, cut Guts, and then three keeps in a row with Vasha Stampede, Naruto, and then Freyren.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So these last two are cuts.
Okay.
Usagi Tsukino from Sailor Moon.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
John, you know that's fine.
I absolutely know that's fine. Usagi is...
also an idiot.
Also an idiot, and also a crash out, and also arguably one of the most annoying protagonists ever.
They redeem her in Crystal, but barely. So that's fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so far, W list. Yeah, so far, W list. Okay. All right, cool. And?
The last one is, and I was laughing whenever you said this one too, John, Luffy.
We did it.
Yeah.
Made out like bandits. I'm not mad at that at all. Okay. I think we made the right decision.
I like the list.
All right, cool. Naruto, Freyren, and Vash's Stampede could be transcended to any of the current modern anime tropes, and I wouldn't be mad at their characters being there. Fair. Everybody else, I feel like I would feel some type of way. I'm not mad at that list.
So the ideas, like I had at least one idea for every character, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spike Spiegel, obviously, like Cowboy Bebop is a space western, right? Just throw him into an actual western. I feel like that would be bomb as shit as well, right?
I don't know that.
Goku, the idea that I had is like we see him like grow up as a kid as well. Like, what if we actually like put him into like a constructive environment as a kid, and like what would he turn out to be then? That sort of thing. Like into a Hajime no Ippo environment where he like is still like a fighter, still like a shonen boxing sort of thing.
So this is like a sports anime.
Yeah,
with
sports
constructive
anime.
Criticism and like a mentor and
correct. Okay,
I could see it. I think he would be a crazy hooper. I ain't gonna hold you.
Nope. I had the funny idea. Like, what if we just give Guts like a loving family.
That's funny. Oh, okay, yeah. Like, just throw them in your average fucking high school slice of life. Yeah, all right.
Average high school slice of life, or throw him into like a like if Guts was a real person, throw him into like a military movie.
Okay. Now I see where you were going with this.
Yeah.
Okay, now
that's
more.
That's an interesting idea, but you put Guts in literally anything else, especially a slice of life. He's gonna be like Wolverine in the X-Men, having PTSD and fucking clawing up the head.
War criminal. Like, nah, I'm good.
The idea was, okay, what if we rewind all of the fuck shit that he went through, right? And didn't give him PTSD.
Be honest.
What would that character look like?
I think at his core, that nigga's a crash out. I think
might be a crash out at his core.
The trauma made it worse, but I think as a person in his soul, that's just who
he probably is. He probably is.
Yeah.
But I would like to see that.
No, for sure.
Vash of Stampede, like, I felt like he's just, like, super versatile as well. And, like you were mentioning, John, like, his powers are really versatile as well and, like, transcend across different anime and stuff like that, so he could just really go into like a bunch of different kinds of shonen and blend in pretty well, because there's gunslingers in all sorts of anime, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, like, you could just throw him into like a normal western without all the like powers and stuff like that, and just pure gunslinger ability, he's carrying the show. So Naruto, like we see him have these like emotional moments where he like grows up and stuff like that as well, right? So the idea was, what if we put Naruto into like a obviously, like, I don't want to take away like the obviously ninjutsu part of him away, so turn that into karate, right? And this is like a sort of like
Naruto and History Strongest Disciple fucking cooking. I think I read a fanfic about that one time.
Yep. And then, also I'm here for that. Give it a love story background as well that like plays in the background, but it's not like the forefront, right?
Any K drama Naruto story, I'm here for immediately.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
All right, yeah.
Frieren, again, just super versatile, right? Like, she's one of my favorite protagonists of all time. And like, she can just slide into so many different shows. She can be a mentor teacher sort of role in a school slice of life, or she can also be a, if you wanted to have her own love story. Like, it can be an adult love story, right? Like it doesn't have to be set in a high school. It could be set in an office, or it could be set in a work environment or anything like that, right? And then also, you could, like, she's also just super powerful. You can slide her into other shonen as well, or fantasy shows. Sailor Moon, I personally don't know a whole lot about Sailor Moon, other than that she's like really strong.
You could literally throw Usagi into any average fucking slice of life high school and she'd be probably all right. She's basically
the idea that I had was like a Gyaru, like Usagi and stuff like that.
And
I love Gyaru, like romance anime.
Tomboy who be fighting bitches and shit.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
That one.
Okay. Yeah. And then obviously Luffy, like throw Luffy into any shonen and stuff like that, and he'll hold his weight. But it's also like, what if we put Luffy again? This is like, okay, like I did it with Goku, I did it with Naruto, I'm gonna do it with Luffy as well. What if we take Luffy into like a, he can still be his like dumb self and stuff like that, but throw him into like a
soccer
or MMA style anime. Like, I don't think that there is an MMA styled anime. If there is, like, I know there's a bunch of boxing anime, but specifically MMA.
I think it's more boxing than
MMA. It would allow his crash out to come out. Yeah.
Putting fucking Lupe and Hajime no Ippo. That's fucking insane work.
Nah, we got to put him in a fucking tiger mask. Yeah, we're throwing Luffy in a wrestling anime.
True. Yeah. But yeah, those are all the ideas that I had with the different
Baki
characters.
Baki the Grappler is technically MMA esque, right? It's like you throw him in like Baki, and then I think Kengan Ashura is also.
You do not want to put Luffy in Baki. Are you shitting me? with how many crash outs in that fucking show?
Right, well, yeah, you have to throw Luffy and Kengan Ashura or Baki, right? But those are in your face.
You are not going to put Luffy in a fucking anime that includes a counterattack to a counterattack to a counterattack scene. We're not doing that.
Okay. All right, now to the main topic, because we've been on this, 30 minutes?
Close to it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So
I feel like we were here for a little bit. I ain't gonna hold you. It was a great topic. Like, I love this. We need more stuff like this. But yeah, John, do the thing.
Yeah. So I've gathered you this evening to talk about our future. Not really. I'm here to talk about Hyrule's future and Hyrule's ever-ending past, present, and non-existent actual future, because it's caught in a fucking time loop every single time. But we're here to talk about
branching timelines.
The legend of fucking Zelda. Been around.
His name was Link.
His name is Link.
I'm tired. What was that joke?
Zelda's been around for, check it, 40 years.
Yeah, 40th anniversary.
40 goddamn years. It has like 36 games. I'm just guesstimating. I didn't get the count off the top prior to this.
It's
got a fuck ton of games.
My trusty Google answer will give you in 35 seconds. 19 to 20 mainline games, but including spinoffs like Hyrule Warriors, 48.
There you go. It's got 48 games in 40 years. It's got everything from... It's been across every single console. We got pure old school NES. We got 64. We got GameCube. We got the Wii.
Boy.
We got the Switch. Of course we got the Switch. We have tons and tons and tons of content that span all kinds of genres, whether it's traditional hack and slash, the Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom, full open world concept that is just the full realization of previous concepts, sandbox, just
Dynasty
pure
Warrior style from Hyrule, yeah.
Styles. We got pixelation. We got just pure open adventure concepts. We got it all. But the core of it is Zelda, Link, and Ganon, or Ganondorf, depending on which of the 48 games you play. That's constant. It's a drastically overarching, crazy, outrageous series that also, for some reason, every single game is a goddamn banger. There's realistically only one game that I'm aware of that did not get universal critical acclaim. And we don't talk about that game because that game is ridiculous. But that is what it is. Gentlemen, what are your fondest memories of The Legend of Zelda?
Man. So, obviously, I've gone ad nauseum on pod about my love for the Switch titles. Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom. To me, that is the peak of the franchise. I stand on it. They have their faults, yes, but overall, I have not had a better experience playing a Zelda game than those two. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention, shout out my late aunt, my auntie Shell, when she used to live on the west side of Tuscaloosa, and I would go to her house to hang out with my cousins, and she had a Nintendo 64. One of the games I played the most over there outside of Pokemon Stadium was The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. And what a game that is. And the fact that it's on Switch online and I can play it whenever I want now is so dope. So I've been passively playing it. I haven't put a bunch of time into it. But the sheer joy I had in playing that game and learning how to play the Ocarina with a controller was majestic.
For me, the one game that I've truly played and like I actually like, no, I don't think I ever beat it completely because it pissed me off, but is the Ocarina of Time on Nintendo 64. Unfortunately, other than that, like, I'm a big fan of the Zelda franchise of Link and stuff like that, like, just like the storyline of it. But unfortunately, other than that, I don't really have a whole lot of time with the franchise, just because, like, after playing,
really owned a Nintendo, right?
I mean, I had a Wii, I had a Game Boy, and stuff like that, right? But and I had a Nintendo 64. But
oh damn! So you just missed out, man.
Yeah. So whenever I got the Nintendo 64 and stuff like that, I initially like it came with single player games. So Ocarina of Time was the very first games that I ever played. Period. Right. And then after that, I discovered sports games, and
fair enough.
It kind of took all of my time. I think I played Info Blitz more than any single player game on the Nintendo 64. Because I just love hitting the shit out of people, right? And starting fights on the football field. But unfortunately, other than the Ocarina of Time, and I've also like I've been like, oh, I could go and watch gameplay. But at the same time, I'm like, I really want to get a Switch one day, right? And go play Breath of the Wild and go play some of these other Zelda games for myself.
To be fair, they are cheaper than ever. You can get one for like $140 right now.
That is fair. I could.
Not to mention that backwards compatibility stuff. Ocarina's just chilling right there on the retro.
Yeah, Ocarina and Majora's Mask. As long as you pay the Switch Online expansion pass, you get both of those games for the free.
Okay, interesting.
So instead, instead of like $20, I think it's like $30 a month. No, for the year, excuse me. Okay. Yeah, I think it's like 20 or I think it's like 40 for the year.
How far back does that, like, you have access to all of the back catalog for Nintendo?
Not all of it, but all like the biggest hits for real.
They're actively adding games because other than the Pokemon, like Josh said, because they're probably doing something specific with Pokemon, but they're actively adding games to it. But they have access to games from the original NES, the Super NES, okay. Sega, the Game Boy Color, the Game Boy Advance, the 64, the GameCube now. So there's a pretty good.
Well, GameCube is Switch too, but
had a GameCube. Yeah. Also had a GameCube. So
yeah, GameCube is included on the Switch too, or is it just game? Is it just specifically GameCube?
I mean, you get all the other stuff, but GameCube specifically is only Switch 2. So you get all the other stuff that's on Switch 1, but GameCube is only Switch 2.
Okay, yeah, but you get Switch 2, though, you get the Nintendo 64 as well and all the other backwards stuff. Yeah,
you get all the old stuff, but then GameCube is like the selling point for the Switch 2. It's like you can only play the GameCube on Switch 2.
That's tough. Okay, because
I mean, I kind of figured from a hardware perspective that was probably going to happen. They could have put it on Switch 1, but at that point, the Switch 2 was already in development. So they were like, let's add that to that so we can make money.
I had, side note, right? I had like. So obviously, going back, it gets referenced from time to time, right? House Fire. Mm-hmm. I had three bins of GameCube games. I probably had close to 150 GameCube games, all in their proper cases. Nothing bent, nothing scratched, or anything like that, right? And
the collector in me is mad at you every day for that.
It's
not even your fault.
Yep. Listen. I get mad at it like every now and then too. Like if I think about it, like I would just get mad, like fuck. I had all that shit. I had 15 Mario games from the GameCube, right? And I had like all the Spyro games, like I had a bunch of shit. Anyways, I don't know
where like $100 a piece right now, bro.
They are. Because whenever I was pricing shit for insurance, I was like, oh, these games go for $100. Anyways, I digress. I would probably get a Switch 2 over a Switch 1. Like, I'd be willing to pay that extra to have access to GameCube games. But again, I would love to play Breath of the Wild. I would love to, whenever I did play Smash on like 64 and GameCube and stuff like that, because I had Smash for that, I enjoyed playing Link. So I would love to play the Zelda games again and stuff like that, and get to experience that again and experience the new ones. Because Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom, like I would love to play all those.
Right.
I didn't know that was 40 years old, though. I knew it was, like, old.
Yep.
I didn't know it had hit 40 yet.
Came out in 89.
Okay.
I thought it was 86.
Yeah,
it
was February 21st,
1986. What? Yeah, okay. I was 3 years off, yeah.
The biggest thing about Zelda, Josh, you can attribute to this, is that don't really give a shit about the timeline.
Nope. There are 3 separate ones.
Yep.
It's quite literally a really weird way that the timeline works, because you also too. The games are not in chronological order whatsoever. At first they were, and then they weren't. And it's totally ridiculous. So there's an initial timeline that then branches into three different timelines based on alleged scenarios that happen at the end of a certain game. Even though those scenarios don't exist in that game, they branched them out anyway just for the sake of just doing this. Not to mention, you also have a fourth completely separate timeline that exists in just the Breath of the Wild kingdom or universe. And then on top of that, then you have a branch timeline in that universe for the Hyrule Warriors nonsense. So it's a whole mess. It's an absolute monstrosity of just continuity. You're best than not even bothering with it at all. Play the games. All the games are great for the most part. go from there.
Okay. Would y'all... So I was just going back to look at the games, right? And just think about this. Like, I know that, like, just graphics-wise, if somebody is used to the way that games look now, it'd probably be really hard to go back and play the 1986 and 87 game, right? Like, The Legend of Zelda, and then Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link, right?
Those are actually on Super Nintendo Online.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're on the online thing. Do not play Adventure of Link, though.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck Adventure of Link.
Okay. I was going to ask, like, would y'all like to see a remake of those one day?
Probably not.
No. Definitely not a remake of Adventure of Link, and probably not a remake of Legend of Zelda. I feel like I'm fine with those just existing by themselves. Now, granted, I mean, they flirted with the idea of doing like a remake, and there's a bunch of people who like have created pseudo like up-to-date remakes graphically of stuff like Majora's Mask and Ocarina of Time and stuff like that, but I don't think any of these games really need a remake just because they constantly put out, well, not even constantly.
Allegedly, Ocarina is getting another remake.
Yeah, that's what I heard also.
Yeah, for the 40th anniversary or whatever. But I don't think The Legend of Zelda, like the original, came out on the Nintendo Entertainment System, needs a remake. I think it's very dated for the time period. It's also not that long in hindsight, obviously. There's not, compared to like newer Zelda games, there's not a lot of stuff to do in that game because I think they were still trying stuff. I've been saying this a lot tonight, but in a vacuum by itself, it's like really cool game because it came out in the 80s and it was new and it was different. But I couldn't imagine playing that game even with updated graphics and like more content in like 2020 anything. I don't even think I could do that in like 2010. So yeah. I'll take a Minish Cap remake.
Which of the Zelda games, you just mentioned one, but which of the Zelda games would you be okay with a remake of?
I don't think Ocarina or Majora need remakes because they got those 3DS remakes not that long ago. Well, I guess not that long ago. It was like 10 years ago now, which is gross to say out loud. But I guess I wouldn't hate it, but I don't think they need those. Again, Minish Cap would be really cool. I think a Four Swords remake on the Switch 1 and 2, because I don't think it'd be fair to like have that just for the Switch 2, where you could play with your friends and stuff on the Switch would be really cool. So I would love a Four Swords remake. I think that's it, because Skyward just got one. Twilight Princess got one not too long ago, right? And, oh, well, John's going to say Wind Waker. But,
in theory, if you do Minish Cap, you would think you would also do Wind Waker and Phantom Hourglass because of continuity reasons. But, like, even then, like, Twilight Princess, their Wii U remake is, like, 10 years old. Or Wii U re-release.
I think they just remastered it.
So, I mean, there's a bunch of re-releases based on, like, you know, trying to like remaster it or update the graphics to a certain degree, but like
even the HD fucking drop. Yeah,
I don't think any of these games necessarily need remakes. Now, there's personally a couple of these games I wish I could just wipe off the face of the planet, but that's a whole separate thing. There's a couple of concepts I feel like they could go back to just because they were so interesting. I mean, Joss mentioned the original Four Swords, but the sequel Four Swords Adventures for the GameCube was also a really fun concept because that was up to four-player co-op and it had Game Boy compatibility with the GameCube so that when you went into like homes and dungeons and all that, you could play it on your Game Boy should it provided it was linked up, or a screen would just a little pop-up screen would just pop up on your television. But that's an interesting concept as far as just like multiplayer faceted, you know, Legend of Zelda game. That's pretty cool. Josh mentioned how much I love Wind Waker. I feel like that is my favorite Zelda game. I feel like it's arguably the best Zelda game, but that, you know, popularized Toon Link as a character. It's really colorful. It's beautiful, honestly. The soundtrack is amazing. But and if you do Minish Cap, which is the sequel to that, I don't see why else. Why not do the, you know, the first and third game as well? I mean, Phantom Hourglass is the weakest of the three games, but I mean, all three games are still pretty good collectively. So I don't know. I'm personally on team. You don't have to remake any of these because this IP has such a track record of just great games released over and over and over again that having to remake a game and to relive the nostalgia of the glory days of when their games were good, I don't think they even have to do that because their games are always good, albeit maybe like three games critically and one game I personally despise.
Fair, but the only reason why I suggested a remake isn't necessarily for the people that already play Zelda, but it is for people interested in getting into Zelda, but maybe turned off by older graphics.
I mean, that's fair. I feel like that's where the Breath of the Wild kind of streamline or linear progression of games kind of comes in because it's its own separate thing as of right now. Breath of the Wild is the starting point of a brand new timeline that's not even really connected to any of the other games chronologically, canonically, in any way, shape, or form, other than just the IP and the characters. Then you have Tears of the Kingdom, which is a continuation of that. And then you have Hyrule Warriors, Age of Calamity, and then whatever the sequel to that was, which are pseudo spin-offs that have a branch timeline kind of aspect to it. And they're a little bit different as far as how they're made constructurally.
Yeah, Age of Extinction is about to come out or just came out. And that is... Age of Imprisonment, excuse me. I mean, Age of Imprisonment is going to be the Hyrule, because it came out in November of last year, I want to say, and that covers Zelda's time in the past during Tears of the Kingdom. So it's also in a weird spot in the timeline, because Age of Calamity is basically in the timeline where Link, Zelda, and the other Hyrule Warriors, I forget their official title, they're the Guardians of the individual, whatchamacallit, basically Zelda Megazords, successfully beat Ganon. So Link doesn't fall asleep for 1,000 years and then wake up at the beginning of Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, Age of Calamity is a prequel to Breath of the Wild, but in an alternate timeline where they win and they don't lose, which is the precursor to Breath of the Wild, which, again, they like to manipulate, you know, scenarios all they want. But yeah, like, I mean, even then, like, with whether it's Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom or Age of Calamity or Age of Imprisonment, that's a good focal point for newer content of games to just be, you know, focused in on and for to gather in new players, new fans of just the series in general. Plus also too, Link has been an OG in Super Smash Bros. Forever. So I mean, I imagine there's a whole separate avenue of people that use him as a main that have never actually played the Legend of Zelda games, but they want to get into it because they like Zelda or they like Link as a character that much, or Ganondorf or Zelda as a character in Smash. So that's another avenue there too. But yeah, I personally don't think that because all these new games keep, or not all of them, but like because they keep making new games in this IP, and because all the games are good, I feel like they can just pick it up right then, especially because we have this branch timeline or alternate timeline or separated canonical timeline thing going on right now with the Breath of the Wild linear progression.
Okay. Yeah, I like as somebody that like I don't know, I've only played one game, right? One game, and that's Ocarina of Time. I don't know if I would go back and play Ocarina of Time just because of graphics. Like as a kid, it didn't matter to me, but now like it is hard to go back and be like, oh, like I'm gonna go back and play this game, right? Like I'm gonna go back and like deal with the lesser graphics than what we have today. Like every game now looks good, so now it like I say that not every game looks good even today.
Yeah, I was
really but nice, sir. But
I just saw a brand new Sprite game get made for 2025 last year, and I was like, why the fuck are we still here? Stop it.
Yep.
So let me preface this by saying Octopath Traveler is also technically a Sprite game, and that's fucking amazing. I'm talking about 2D Sprite.
Okay. If you could delete one game from the franchise, what would it be?
Zahn knows the answer.
You know what I'm going to say, too.
Adventures of Link?
You go first. Nah, it's bad, but it's needed.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Adventures of Link is an easy pick, but it's not. No, Josh knows that my answer is Skyward Sword, because I despise everything narratively they did about that game and the history between Link, Zelda, and Ganon.
Yeah, they did. So Skyward Sword is a game that heavily relies on like Wii motion controls. So you needed your nunchuck. Because they needed a game to sell the Wii, right?
Yes, of course.
Obviously, they got their HD remake on Switch back in 2021. Nobody asked for it, but they got it. And I am personally a not big fan of Wind Waker. I don't care for it. I get it. Its place in the world, which is crazy, right? Because I love Minish Cap a lot. Like, I love Minish Cap. And Wind Waker is like a sequel, but it's more of a sequel than
first game.
Yeah, and I don't care. Like, see, because Wind Waker is a sequel to Ocarina of Time, right? And then or a prequel, I should say, for Minish Cap. But like, I just don't like it. Like, I don't like the. I think Minish Cap for me is easier to like deal with because it's on a GBA. But the fact that Wind Waker was like on the GameCube and that art style just looked really weird for me at the time period, I guess I've never really gotten over it. Also, the story's not the best. Like, it's okay. But yeah, and I think I'm being too harsh to say I think I would delete it. Like, that's mostly to troll John. Wind Waker is probably my least favorite game, but if I had to like delete a Zelda game, Skyward Sword, I love for the story. I don't care for the control. If I were to delete a Zelda game, probably Triforce Heroes. Yeah, get Triforce Heroes the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Which is crazy because it's probably the best co-op game. Because, like, I stand Four Swords, but, like, the OG Four Swords is also not that great because it's attached to A Link to the Past, like the GBA one. So it's not well done, which is why Four Swords Adventure on GameCube exists in the first place. So I'd say Triforce Heroes or Oracle of Seasons. You know what? No, I'm saying Oracle of Seasons because at least Triforce Heroes has co-op. And I think co-op Zelda is amazing. Yeah. Get Oracle of Seasons the fuck out of here.
Manny's gonna hear this episode. He's been like, I'm gonna kill him.
he can come find me, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Ages is better anyway.
Yeah, but Ages is also a direct sequel, so like you're just eliminating the same thing.
Yeah, but at least the story in Ages is better.
Well, I mean, that's mainly just because Ages isn't just the whole, like, it's not just like going around and doing dungeon related shit for the sake of it with like some looming concern over the game. You have more of a direct, like, line of villainy.
I mean, both of them could go, but if I had to pick one, I'd pick Ages over Seasons, even though you're supposed to play them together to get the true ending or whatever, but yeah, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, get them bitches the fuck out of here.
Okay. I don't have a game that I would delete. I've only played one, so.
Sounds like you'd have to delete Ocarina of Time, then.
Oh, how about no?
Yeah, that's crazy word. Also, technically, they're just fucking Pokemon Red and Blue, except they have different endings, and you can link them via password. So the getting rid of Ages is not the same thing as getting rid of Seasons.
It's not different endings. It's a continuation of the same story.
No, because like the linked ending is you play both games and then you put in the password and then Twin Rova gets Zelda and you enter the warp and then the three flames bring back Ganon, yada yada yada. That it's not like that if you do them individually. Because they both have their own individual end.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
Because in Seasons, Rova says Onyx brings destruction wherever the fuck, but in Ages, she blames Varen directly. So they are different slightly. But yada yada yada, true ending, Ganon, yeah. Get regardless, Manny, Manuel, I love you, brother. Get them bitches the fuck out of here. Cause at least Process Heroes is come up. It's one of those two. For sure. As much as I don't like Wind Waker, saying I delete it from existence is crazy work.
So as a franchise, though, does it have any movies or anything like that?
It should have had a movie.
John, let it go. So, backstory, TLDR, a couple years ago, like a decade plus now, IGN came out with a fake trailer for a live-action Legend of Zelda movie that got people super excited, but it was an April Fool's joke, and John has never gotten over it.
To be fair, if that happened to me in like one of my favorite franchises, I don't think I would get over it either.
The trailer is still a good trailer too.
Yeah, you should Google the trailer after this episode. So it's weird, right? Because there are Legend of Zelda cartoons, but there is no movie. Also, the cartoons are a part of the timeline because of course they are.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. You would think that, like, I don't know, if they made a movie, it would fucking sell.
Oh, it would, but they just haven't.
Like, Infinite Money Glitch, like, go the whole, like, fucking Uma Musume route, turn it into a $1 billion company. I mean, they're probably already close to that. Or like a $1 billion franchise, I should say, not company, franchise. Because obviously Nintendo is like $1 trillion, whatever the fuck is above that company. But
yeah.
Specifically franchise though, $1 billion franchise. If you just made movies. Yeah, okay.
This is crazy. Nintendo is such a weird like ethos of like gaming, right? Because everybody likes to like bitch and complain about Nintendo, but everybody who owns a major console probably also owns a Switch. And gaming-wise, Nintendo is the most successful gaming company of all time because they have not one, not two, but $3 billion gaming franchises in Pokemon, Zelda, and Mario, respectively.
Yeah.
Kirby's on its way, merchandise sale-wise. So it's wild. They realistically, in the next 5 years, could have 10 if Metroid gets more consistent and Kirby just drops a movie with a plush tie-in. The Smash Bros. Universe is starting, though. I ain't gonna hold you. We're on Sonic 3. We got Detective Pikachu. We got the Mario movie. We just need Zelda and Kirby to get their shit together.
I don't think Detective Pikachu is what's gonna spawn the Smash interconnected universe. I think Sonic, sure, yeah, but also I feel like that the Mario movies are just gonna introduce Smash characters.
Yeah, DK's already in there. So's Yoshi and Rosalina. Mario, Luigi, Toad, Bowser, Bowser Jr. We're getting there. No, but Detective Pikachu is gonna work his way back, I'm telling you, bro. Detective Pikachu 2 is gonna come out. And we've already got 3 Sonic movies working on 4. We got 2 Mario movies. We just need a Zelda movie and a Kirby movie, and we got it. We got the cast. Because we're not getting a Star Fox or a fucking F-Zero movie anytime soon or ever.
I mean, so I don't know. People are thinking Star Fox is in the Galaxy movie.
Star Fox is in Galaxy Smash Universe. I don't give a fuck what I say. Okay, so we say what we would get rid of, but like, what's the one Zelda game you would want to define the timeline? Like, this is the timeline. Everything else is Elseworlds type shit, like DC. What is the one game where you're like, this is the definitive timeline, and nothing else matters?
I can't answer that. I've only played one game.
Yeah, no, this is mostly for John. Yeah. Because I have my answer. Also, apparently, we're still getting a Breath of the Wild prequel, too. So, that's in the timeline somewhere. During the era of the Sheikah. But we'll see if that happens or not.
I mean, it's hard to say, right? Because, like, the timeline deviates with Ocarina. Like, all the variables that they use in Ocarina are what make the timeline deviate. So, like...
Right, the hero is defeated, the hero is successful, the hero wins in the new world, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. So, it's hard. Because... if you say Ocarina, then it's just we're in the same scenario.
We're in the same boat.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's say you stick the Ocarina route, but then you just pick the route, right? So if the hero is defeated, then you go the Hyrule Decline route, and you can go the Imprisoning War, and it's a Link to the Past through Oracle of the Seasons, yada yada, to Adventure of Link, right? Or if you go Hero Successful, you go the Majora's Mask, Twilight Princess, Link Crossbow Training, Four Swords Adventures route, right? And then all these lead back into Hyrule Warriors, which then goes into Breath of the Wild, which is a whole other thing. Or you go here and Winds of New World for you specifically. That'd be like Wind Waker, Phantom Hourglass, yada yada, Spirit Tracks. So, yeah, you can go that route. For me, the obvious answer would be go to Breath of the Wild timeline, because that's at least the most cohesive one. Like, we know it happens. I mean, either you're successful in Age of Calamity or you're not, and then that goes in Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom, yada yada.
Yeah. I mean,
I would already be okay with that.
Breath of the Wild is already not directly related to any of the other games anyway. It's its own timeline, regardless of similarities. Like, even Hyrule Warriors, right? Like, it's allegedly connected, but it's
own. Yeah, like the three worlds become one in Hyrule Warriors, which then spawns the other two.
Yeah, so it's I don't know, it already does the work for you, so it's an easy pick. But I don't know. That's a good question. It'd have to be probably for me. Obviously, it'd probably be Ocarina. But at this point, even though I don't like that, but it would have to be Ocarina. The hero wins, because if the hero loses, that's never ending loop kind of shit. Because that's when we get into the games where it's just like constantly, like, history is repeating itself over and over and over and over and over again over hundreds and hundreds of years across, like, dozens and hundreds of different reincarnations of Zelda and Ganon and Link. So that's just grim.
I'm not mad at that pick. Well, I guess it depends, because Hero Wins is it branches, right? So either you do the Sacred Realm is protected, or you do Ganondorf is sealed, which is still a branch, right? Because I feel like you would go the Wind Waker route. So you would go Hero Wins in New World, which means Ganon is sealed instead of just you protect the Sacred Realm.
Probably, but I don't know. It's really tricky, honestly. If I had a better choice, why not just go back to Link's Awakening, and then not have the branching timelines?
Yeah, but the problem is Link has to lose in Ocarina for you to get the Link's Awakening in the first place.
Yeah, which is the fucking pain in the ass of part of it.
Because he loses, and then the Imprisoning War starts, so you get Link to the Past, and or Seasons/Ages. And then Awakening, and then Link Between Worlds, and then you go Triforce Heroes, yada, 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 yada. And then that can branch again into, like, the TV show Legend of Zelda, so Ganon is back, and then that folds into the United World, blah, blah, blah. And that's how Hyrule Warriors happens.
I don't fucking know.
For me, because Hyrule Warriors seems like to be the fusion timeline, and then that branches into, like, the Breath of the Wild prequel that still needs to come out, and then that can either go into Calamity, Age of Calamity, where we win, and then it's just over, or it goes into Calamity Ganon starts, and then you get Breath of the Wild Tears. That seems to be the most cohesive timeline option, so I pick that. Also, I prefer Breath of the Wild anyway, so that's an easy W for me. So the Hyrule Warriors timeline is my preferred Zelda timeline, because that just makes life easy. But I do get why going Ocarina and then Hero Wins and then going the Wind Waker route or the Majora's Mask route makes more sense. Because at least that's, like, known and been established for a fucking decade. But yeah. Very convoluted timeline.
It sounds like it. I didn't know how convoluted it was.
Zelda, yeah, if you Google Zelda timeline and just fucking go to the first one that's like a Reddit post and it's like a white background, it'll basically show you what you need. It's so extra.
Okay. Anything else?
Real quick for the people, Josh, and then we can go ahead and wrap this up. What's your hottest take and or most controversial opinion?
Besides Wind Waker's ass,
besides the wrong one, yes.
Yeah, besides the true. Okay. Hear me out when I say this. I think Zelda as Sheik is probably a better protagonist half the time than Link is. I think that time frame where she's like, "Oh, I'm gonna do this shit myself," gets more shit done theoretically than Link does in like half the game season.
I mean, in Link's defense, half the games he's in, half of that half of those games, he's lost his fucking memory for some goddamn reason.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think the memory loss thing, it's got to stop. That's not even a hot take. That's just fact. We got to stop that.
Yeah, we have a whole, we have at least half the games include some one of the main three characters having memory loss to a certain degree, and more commonly, it's either Zelda or Link. And more commonly, it's Link.
Yeah. Give me a, basically my hot take is give me a dire game where I'm Sheik the whole game. That's what I want. I want a Sheik game. Give me that.
Fair.
Not just like part time, like in Ocarina. No, I need that bitch. Whole game. And I want the whole Smash Bros. Moveset. I need all that.
One last question I just thought of. Right, obviously there's characters from Zelda in Smash Bros.
Yes.
If you could add one more character from Zelda, which character would you add to Smash Bros?
Sidia. Yeah, Sidia.
How do you spell that? Sidion?
Yeah. Well, Sidion. Yeah. Sidion.
Yep, I see it.
Obsidian, yeah.
Oh, he looks sick.
Yeah, I love him.
He looks sick. John, you got one?
Honestly, despite knowing how Josh feels about it, I always kind of liked Onyx's design.
Go fuck yourself. If you don't get this fake ass Templar Knight, it's like a no. Onox, sir. No, I don't want him anywhere near Smash.
They have long melee attacks in Smash, right? Like distance attacks?
Yeah. Some of them do.
Okay.
The Castlevania characters do. They have whips.
Okay. Onyx throwing that wrecking ball around, but it sends.
Basically.
Okay. I still think the other character design is cooler, but I feel so. I also see like a dragon version of Onyx.
Yeah, that's you know most bosses, you know, you beat them in their first form, they morph, yada yada.
Honestly, give me any of the. You know what? Easiest way to do this? Give me the champions from Breath of the Wild. Not Tears, even though I love the Young Bucks. Give me the champions from Breath of the Wild. So give me Sidon, because I remember how to say words now. Give me Revali. It's weird. Give me a combo, right? Because I want Sidon, because I don't want Mipha, because I don't want Mipha to get beat up, because I love Mipha. But I like... If I could, I guess technically, you know what? Put eight characters in one slot, right? Do a palette swap. And then give them all one character spot, and then just do a power swap for all the Hyrule champions. So yeah, I want Rivali, I want Tuluk, I want Daruk, everybody. Give me Urbosa. I want the whole crew, and then you just power swap them, bitch.
You know what? Honestly, too, just for the sake of just having more options, we have four of the like 10 or 12 different versions of Link in the game. Mm-hmm. Why not put in a different version of Zelda? Because there's like 12 iterations of each of them.
Dark Link, Toon Link, Young Link. You can do Toon Zelda, Young Zelda. You could do, like,
yeah.
Sheik's not actually in the game anymore, right?
No, yeah, Sheik's in the game.
And Alternate?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I thought they switched up and Sheik just became a separate character from Zelda because you can't transform as Zelda anymore.
Sheik is in the game. All right, yeah, okay. I didn't remember.
Yeah, Sheik is just a character by himself now.
Yeah, okay.
By herself.
Fighter 16, yeah.
Because, you know, it's Zelda.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Fighter 16, okay. I didn't remember. It's been a while since I played Ultimate. And when I do play, I already have, like, my three mains. It's K. Rool, it's Sora, and it's Sephiroth.
I was gonna say it's Sora, and then it's Sora again.
dialing. You're not wrong. That's the only reason I own that game. I told y'all that. I was like, if the final character is Sora, I'm buying it. I bought that bitch the same day. Sora was released, I bought Smash.
Yep. He saw that trailer and then he texted me. He was like, "Fuck you, John. I have to get this game now."
Yep. Exact words. Because they were talking about it, because they were like, yo, we're playing Mario Kart, but they were like, yo, we should play Smash, and I'm like, bro, I don't have that fuck-ass game, and they were like, bro, you could buy it, I'm like, I ain't buying that shit, and I heard rumors Sora's gonna be, like, the last guest character, I was like, alright, if Sora's the final guest character, because Cloud and Sephiroth were already in the game, so I was, like, on the fence, and then Sora got announced, and I was like, shit, I gotta buy this game. But yeah, nah. Yeah. So, to answer your question, Seth, any of the characters who were the champions in Breath of the Wild / Tears of the Kingdom, but I would prefer either Sidon or Rivali specifically. But, yeah, you could take either set of the four. Like, if you take, like, their successors from Breath of the Wild, you can make that one character slot like they do Pokemon Trainer and just do palette swaps. Or you take the OG four and do the exact same thing. Either set of the four, I'm cool with. I think that'd draw the most people in.
Okay. Is that all that we got before we wrap up? I had one other thing outside of the topic before we wrap up, but topic-wise, that.
Yeah, topic-wise, that's it. Okay.
Did y'all see the trailer released today for the new Spider-Man movie? Released over time in, like, clip form? Like, by fans and stuff like that?
I have not, because it's all fans just releasing the clips itself. So I'm just going to wait, because they said they're going to... I heard that the trailer was going to drop tomorrow anyway. So I'm just going to wait for the full trailer itself. I, on the other hand, saw the trailer for Dune 3, even though Dune Part 1 and Part 2 were both kind of mediocre.
That cast is stacked, though.
Yeah, the cast is stacked. The cast has always been stacked. It's just a matter of, like, the movies are visually stunning, but they're pretty tame and lackluster elsewhere. Or everywhere else. But it is what it is.
Fair, yeah. What's it? People I'm have been editing. People have been editing all the different clips together.
I know Tom Holland was dropping, like, snippets, and that's where people started to clip all the stuff together. But I'll just wait for the full trailer, like, by the end of the week.
Just like when Doomsday was putting out those little four teasers and they got leaked all the day before every single time. I was like, I'm just going to wait for the HD authentic trailer to drop so I don't have to squint and try and fucking see what's happening in the trailer.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been another fine edition of your Baby Mama's Favorite Podcast. We are the Otaku Collective. Mental health is mental wealth. Love yourself, appreciate yourself, treat yourself. This week's mental health tip is love yourself. Nothing too crazy. I think that's simple. I say it often. I think it needs to be repeated. If you're feeling some type of way about something, let it out. And you know, go to a rage room, call somebody, punch your bags. If you're a gun nut, go to the gun range. If you're a hooper, go shoot threes until you're tired, whatever the fuck it may be. You know, all right, cool. Sometimes we have bad days and you feel like you got to keep that shit, or bad weeks or bad months. Hell, sometimes you have a bad year. I've been there. Shit's ass. And sometimes you feel like you want to keep that shit in and it gets really toxic. And sometimes that'll affect your mental in very, very negative ways. And that's not good for you. So talk to somebody, whether that's a friend, a licensed therapist, a stranger on the fucking internet. I've seen a bunch of clips lately where people are just pouring their hearts out to motherfuckers while they're playing like Call of Duty or Arc Raiders, and people are listening and not being dicks, and I think that's really cool. Talk to somebody. Hell, talk to God if you're religious. It's better than mentally stewing in it and sitting with it all day, because that's not good for your mental whatsoever. But yeah, and that is indeed the love yourself, treat yourself mental health tip for the day. If you're being abused mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and it's getting to the point where you want to, please don't do that. Talk to a mental health professional. National Suicide Crisis and Prevention Hotline. You can dial 988. Our DMs are open. You can go to betterhelp.org or com, whatever. Talk to a licensed professional. I don't know how much they charge, but it's just the first one I thought of. Yeah, that'll do it.
As y'all already know, man, you can follow the pod on TikTok at Otaku Collective PC. You also can follow it on Twitter at Otaku Collect Pod. Don't forget to follow us individually. You can follow Seth at C3 Smooth on all platforms. You can follow Josh on all platforms at my_ownprofit. As always, thank y'all for tuning into this lovely podcast. Keep supporting, keep running those numbers up. This is the best anime podcast in the Southeast. I'm standing on that.
Yes, sir. And thank you, Zoe, for the socials.
That's still a great bit. It's my favorite bit.
And thank you all for listening to another episode of the Otaku Collective Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with your friends, coworkers, family members, childhood friends, or anything like that. Anybody that you know that loves anime or likes anime or anything like that, please share it with them. We want more people to enjoy our podcast and enjoy anime as a whole as well, and go deeper down the rabbit hole with us. We're on all major streaming platforms. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Podcasts, as well as any other podcast platform that you can listen on. And with that said, we will see y'all next episode. Peace out, you bunch of otakus.
Play the Legend of Zelda theme right here. As a little out.
And okay.
Then, yeah. Cut.